Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the fun.
This is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with you for another week of conversation focusing on farm, family, food, putting it all together. We have a segment on farms and family and food now on my weekday program that you can hear a lot of these same stations carry, the Doug Steffen Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner, and we talk a lot about things that are for families. Food is so much focus on that now because of prices and the reality of where we're getting our food and how much we're going to pay for it. And so I have an example here from this week about how farms work and how people who are in farming communities work with each other. The story from Iowa about the storm that destroyed a lot of crops in Iowa farms. This particular farm I'm focused on is near Council Bluffs, Iowa, where this program is heard. So this family, it's Bridgewater Farm that I'm talking about. They normally go to the Omaha Farmers Market, but they can't because the produce that they normally have on their stand got ruined after the hailstorm that rolled through the area. And most of the crops on Bridgewater Farm were ruined. They were mowed down by the hail, the winds. It was the fellow who runs the farm, Tyler Reich, said 10 minutes and everything we planted this year was destroyed. All the vegetables, some of the fruit as well. It's never been so bad, he said. The ground is completely white. So we see white in the wintertime, but we don't see it in the summertime. But that's what this hail brought. That's really devastating. I'm sure these people were frustrated. And as tough as the situation was for Bridgewater Farm, the neighbors, some of them he knew, some of them he didn't, other people on farms, stepped up to help him out. They gave him plants that were not needed on their farm, so they were transplants. You know how that works. Sometimes on the truck farms around me, they have these little sort of wagons with two seats on them, and whatever their trend, this is not modern farming, but there's a tractor pulling the platform, and there are a couple of kids that are sitting on it, and it's going like just inching along, and so they scratch the ground, and they put the plant into the ground, and then, you know, they go 12 inches, and they do the same thing again. And I'm sure that there's more. That's not exactly the most modern way of planting that stuff. But at any rate, Bridgewater Farm got a lot of help from other farmers. And then they had a GoFundMe campaign. They raised thousands of dollars to help them cover the cost of surviving. So you can imagine what this is going to do to the prices in the Omaha farmers market, given the fact that this is not the only farm that had storm damage. And so I look around for other items here when it comes to prices and how destabilizing they are. What are people doing about it? The situation in Ukraine with the Russian war is a serious impact on everything in our lives. The inflation this week, as you heard President Biden say, 8.6% for 1 month. That's three times what it would be in a normal year. The last few years, since actually after the 2010 debacle when we had a depression, I hope we're not going to have as much of a problem now as we did then, but the prices were stabilized. There was much government involvement. Some people call it, they call it interference. Prices for corn, there could be at one point in time $10 a bushel for soybeans, $4 a bushel for corn, $5 a bushel for wheat. Dairy is up to, I know a fellow who told me last week his milk check was $34 a hundredweight. I haven't seen that. I can't remember ever seeing that. When I was milking cows, the highest it ever got was like 24.50. So this is a reality check for people who want to stay in. And the organic price is probably $3 or $4 a hundredweight more. But look at what it's going to cost us to feed the cows now. Again, corn, beans, and mostly corn, silage corn. I feed my cows in the wintertime. There are a lot of people using sorghum now because it's less expensive, trying to reduce costs, pricey fertilizer, chemicals, that sort of thing. Most people can't afford that anymore. The prices that we're paying for things that we found easy to use and apart, everything, it's changed. The world, our world is changing. I'm looking at a blog right now. Some economists are doing projections of commodity prices for the next few years. The USDA sees above average prices this year, next year, and then sort of a stabilization, lowering average prices. But for now, I find in dairy, this has always been the case since I was a kid. I remember when the prices of milk went up, everybody bought cows. And then that sent the prices down. And it's been that yo-yo back and forth and back and forth. How long are these prices going up, the destabilizing effect for what it costs? You know, the sentiment among farmers I found this week. There's a thing that I look, economic barometer, ag economic barometer. So maybe some of you look at this. They follow from Purdue University what's going on at the Chicago Mercantile. And so one of the things that they've been questioning is farmers, their financial performance. The index has declined 14 points as of the end of May. The percentage of producers who expect their farms' financial performance to worsen this year compared to last year. So even though some prices are up, according to the USDA, they're still, because of the impact of what, you know, we psychologically were all impacted by everything. The guns, the shooting, the fact that in the state of Ohio this week, it became the crazy stuff about you don't have to have a carry permit. People are scratching their head about that. Well, that adds to the frustration that people have to deal with each day. It has nothing to do with farming. It has to do with the psychology. Okay, what's our future like? And so, you know, we tend to not plan ahead as far as we might like to. And that's sort of what this financial performance barometer is indicating. That for the next couple of years, we kind of know where things are going. But after that, it's like every man for himself, it seems. Half of the producers in this month's survey say their machinery purchase plans have been impacted by two things, the cost of the new equipment and the level of inventory. So 41% who were planning to buy a new tractor or some new piece of equipment this year said, they're not going to, because they don't want the capital investment. They don't want to worry about payments because they don't know where they're literally sometimes their next meal is coming from. So that's the latest on that. Let me give you the latest on help for people who are trying to support their own weight loss program. This is something for everybody, for men, for women, younger people who have dietary issues and are overweight. This is the message from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Now is the time for you to come to the aid of yourself. If you've worked wonderfully hard, you've been on a journey to lose weight, we got that. And now, if you're a customer of the regular ways, you know, there are all kinds of things that you can do, you know, exercise program, diet program. But at the end of the day, you need to work to keep the weight off. And that's where Calotren comes in as most helpful. Go to toploss.com. Look at the weight loss success stories they have there. Hundreds and hundreds of them. As they acknowledge them, their number one choice for healthy weight loss and keeping it off is Calotren. Father's Day special this week and next week. Let's see, you buy 3 months at the regular price. Then you get 2 months free, then you get $20 off your purchase, then you get a free gift. Wow, everybody's helping out Dad. Check it all out. Use the Doug code at exit for free shipping and all these deals. Calotren at toploss.com. So it's great business time for Calotren. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing Dave Chapman into our focus. He's been on the program before, a longtime organic farmer from Vermont, owns Longwind Farm there, grows organic tomatoes. He's been doing it for the past 35 years or so, but he's also the executive director of the Real Organic Project, which you can source and see at realorganicproject.org. And I wanted to have him back here to get an update on this movement. Certainly, it's brought a lot of integrity to the organic certification process. The USDA pretty much screwed that up. I was going to use another word that began with F, and it wasn't farm, Dave. But I decided that's not a good thing for the radio, and it's maybe where maybe things are turning around.
I think what we have is this really interesting situation where a whole bunch of people in America want to buy a particular kind of food. They want to buy a particular kind of cotton. By and large, are willing to pay for it. And it's hard for them to trust what they're getting. So that's what the Real Organic Project is doing. We're trying to connect the real organic farmers with the eaters who want to buy that food.
So let's distinguish between the real organic farmers and the phony, fake, F-A-U-X, false, faux organic farmers. Is it size?
No, it's not necessarily size. I think the problem does come from very large corporate interests. They have influence, and so they can sway regulations, they can sway certifiers. And, you know, I always have to say, Doug, that the vast majority of certified organic farms in America are real organic farms. So we're really talking about a handful of producers who produce a great deal of product for the market.
Right, and that's we're trying to bring the focus back around to the family farmer that is really organic here in our underscore. Dave Chapman with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, here to help people listening on about 240 radio stations around the country and the podcast, which you can hear at any time downloading at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Dave Chapman is here from Real Organic Project. You know, I underscore the fact you were from Vermont. I was looking at one of the trades this week. Country folks, you probably get that. And the story of Wayward Goose Farm. Do you know them? Wayward Goose Farm in West.
I don't know them.
No, it's a great story. Actually, it's a really cute story about another family farm coming up with an angle. And so our angle here is to talk about organic farming and the USDA. So let's talk about some recent news regarding pesticides, hydroponic produce, that sort of thing. How does any of that fit with the info that we need with regard to where our food comes from and who's in this group, this farmer-led movement?
Yeah. So what happened is that in recent months, probably about 4 months ago, there started to be said that the USDA was allowing transition to organic for hydroponic producers with no transition time. And what that means, Doug, is that if I were a hydroponic producer growing berries in pots and I wanted to become organic, I could spray my land with glyphosate and then cover it with plastic, put the pots down the next week, and those pots would be certified, could be certified organic.
This is what I mean about how the government has screwed this all up. This is only one of many examples. Pretty damned outrageous. Consider the optics of this. So you've sprayed Roundup all over the place, and then that's to kill the weeds. Then you put plastic down to keep the weeds from growing, and you put these pots on top of it like there's going to be no residue, there's going to be nothing from the wind, nothing that will impact the stuff you're putting on. It's foolishness.
Yes, it was one of those things. I think that the regulators are so far from the meaning of organic that they didn't even get that it was outrageous.
And, well, they're not farm people. Most of the people you run into,
they're not farm people.
No, they aren't. So they go to school and they think they know it all. They don't know a damn thing. It's incredible. Anyway, so go ahead. What has happened with that once you brought it to their attention?
Well, when I first brought it to their attention, they actually, after dodging and ducking, acknowledged that this was being permitted. I put that out in a letter. My letters get read a lot. and suddenly there was a firestorm of protest, and you know, then they said, no, it's actually not happening, and
that was only
a hypothetical. So it went around and around, and finally, I sent out a letter with proof from a certifier that it was being allowed, and the next day they said, we were wrong, we changed our mind.
They are wrong, or you're wrong?
Allowed. No, they said they were wrong. Well, they didn't quite say those words, but they did change the standard, and they said it's now a required 3-year transition for hydroponic, as for all.
That's what it's been for everything. 3 years. So what would be the difference? Because hydroponic is water based. Is that what their excuse was? Aquaponics, hydroponics, are different because they're not in touch with the soil.
Yes. Once they start to go down the crazy world where they can call hydroponic organic, which it shouldn't be, and it isn't in the rest of the world, then the whole meaning of organic starts to go away.
Well, that's what Driscoll...
The logic becomes very illogical.
If you look at the big, huge producers, like the fruit producer Driscoll, they claim the stuff that they, all their fruits and berries and stuff grown organically, they're hydroponic. And that's one of the reasons, and that's one of the companies that was most influential in getting them to do this. We continue with Dave Chapman on the American...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over, and Cedar Rapids police have been informed of the incident and are currently investigating. Beijing said it would allow primary and secondary schools to resume in-person classes, while Shanghai officials declared victory over COVID-19 after the city reported zero new local cases for the first time in 2 months. This is USA Radio News. There's been a drop in consumers.
consumer sentiment remains at an all-time low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for June confirmed a 14% drop from May. The survey noted inflation is a top concern as consumers across all income and age groups posted large declines. About 79% of consumers now expect bad times for business conditions in the year ahead. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Police announced they have arrested a suspect in this week's fatal shooting of a man on a San Francisco subway commuter train. After police released a still photo from surveillance video of the 26-year-old man, he was arrested 40 miles outside of San Francisco. He faces charges of homicide, carrying a concealed firearm, and using a firearm in the commission of a felony. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road. Go walk around the bend. Lay by the river. Climb up in the barn. Welcome to the farm. Yeah, yeah.
Farmer.
I highlight the fact that we have a podcast that you can listen to every week, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Our current podcast, the most recent one, has news about the growing season being off to a bad start, the trade deal with China, and what that does for soybean farmers. Seems that that ilk is being hurt the most. There's some good news, Japan lifting restrictions on U.S. beef. We talk about that on the podcast. And then we meet Michael Foley, who's a modern advocate for traditional farming, author of Farming for the Long Haul. You'll find it at anothermadfarmer.org. Michael believes that farmers and consumers need to take the challenge of resilience a lot more seriously than they do. He says we aren't as experimental and inventive as we ought to be. We also need to think about plastic. What would you do if you didn't have it? He believes that foods need to be more regional, more diverse, more seasonal, fresher, tastier, that sort of thing. And then I opine on my focus on people acting, as does Dave Chapman here. You can find that at the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, that podcast, and we'll have a podcast of our conversation with Dave Chapman as well, executive director of the Real Organic Project. The Real Organic Project came out of the movement to bring greater integrity back to organic certification from the government. So this, you told us the horror story, the hydroponic story in part. So how do you think that is going to, now that you've got attention focused on it, how does it affect both those of us who are farmers and we're all consumers as well? So other than integrity, does it help our business?
Well, I'm not optimistic about reforming the National Organic Program, and that is not the goal of the Real Organic Project. I work with groups like the Organic Farmers Association that are trying to bring about those reforms, but The Real Organic Project is really trying to connect eaters and farmers who care about the same things. So we've created an add-on label. We did a pilot add-on to the USDA, so we are requiring that people go through that certification process, which can be rigorous. It's just unfortunately, as I say, there's whatever 5% of the farms that really should not be getting certified, but they're producing far more than 5% of the food.
Yep.
So we're creating a label so that people who shop in the stores, which is everybody, you know, God bless the local movement, God bless CSAs and farmers markets and farm stands, but even if you get your food from a CSA, as I do, or from a farmer's market, as I sold at for many years, you know, winter comes and you end up in a store buying your food. And if you want real organic food, at the moment, you can't tell which is which. And that's what our label is going to be an attempt to do. And last year in our pilot year, we got 70 farms around the country. This is a national effort. And we're starting year two. I'm getting a number right now. Easy to do. Anybody who's interested, who is USDA certified, can just go to our website, and there's a place to, you know, fill out an application. It's free. You can't beat that with a stick. So we've just got a lot of people who are donating some money because they believe in what we're doing. And they, you know, it's been our position that this can't be built on the backs of the farmers because we're already carrying too much weight.
Too much of a load. So, absolutely, yeah.
Too much of a load, yeah.
It's interesting to focus on the land. We also, I think, ought to be protecting the air, the water, wildlife, all of the things that are protective of not only man but life. And I don't mean to be heavily philosophical, but and I don't mean to be a preacher. I don't think that preaching does it. It's action. Thinking, knowledge is always the way to win the battle, it seems to me. Just people knowing. If they know and pay attention, the problem is our voice, Dave, isn't as loud as Dow Chemical and Monsanto and Bayer and all the others who buy influence in Washington. So it's difficult sometimes, and that's why the organic project is important, but your voice isn't as loud, it just isn't, as these other people banging the drum. But the fact that you on your own says something, you on your own have created the hubbub that got the USDA to look at what they're doing, and instead of being embarrassed, which they're all interested in themselves, they don't care about anybody else but themselves, and I say that not to be harsh, but it's just that's the way it is. And so if you understand that going into the game, then you know that you don't, these people will, they don't know anything. They go to these ag colleges and they learn theory and then they get jobs working for the government because nobody who's actually been on the farm wants to work for the government. And they come around. I remember, I'll never forget one of the last times I got so fed up with the state of Massachusetts and the inspectors. A 26-year-old kid came to the farm once. I was selling raw milk. I did for 7 or 8 years. This kid comes to the farm. He'd never been there before. And he starts telling me about how I have to do something in a particular way. And I've been doing it the right way, which wasn't his way, for a long time. And I just said to him, hey, I'm not going to do what you're suggesting. He says, well, on page 46, look right here. This is what it says you're supposed to do. I said, I've rewritten that book four times over in a way that's more practical, more efficient, and safer for, you know, he was trying to talk about cleaning up stuff, and all he knows is what he reads on page 46. And that's what we're confronting. And I don't know that the average, you know, maybe the average person says, I don't need to know that. I just need to know that the food's okay. Well, you know, there's a little more to it than that.
The average person looks to people like you and me and the people they know who are informed, and they're asking us, is this okay? Should I trust this? I think that when we try and understand how we're going to change things, and we are going to change things, and it's not going to be from the government leading.
No.
That's just not going to happen. As you say, there's too much influence. That's the way it works. I think in the end, we're going to have to drag the government along kicking and screaming. I think we need them. As you say, you know, the problems we deal with now, what somebody else does is also my problem, that we see that with so many people on the planet, the world gets smaller and smaller. Well, and as they say, there is no planet B. We need to do a better job with planet A here. And the government's not going to lead, but we can lead. And, yeah, maybe the regulations won't be right, but we don't need regulations to do a good job. And when we get enough people who are willing to work together and choose an alternative, well, then we've tipped the whole thing.
You know, and when we were kids, you and I are about the same age, I think. When we were kids growing up on the farm, I didn't know anything about organic. I never heard the word organic. I just knew that what was coming out of the farms. I had three farm jobs when I was a kid growing up, all in the same neighborhood, and I've ended up owning all three of the farms as an adult. I didn't know from nothing about organic. I just knew that the stuff that was coming out of the soil, out of the farm, was good. And it wasn't the influence in the 70s and the 80s as these firms grew that, you know, we did see a difference, and we wanted to know that we were eating well. And, you know, that's where this has all come about. This is not something that's been around forever. This is something from the last 40 years, if that even. Conversation continues.
Absolutely.
Dave. Yep. Yeah, go ahead. Finish that. No, go ahead.
I grew up on a dairy farm in Pennsylvania, and as you say, it was, nobody called it organic, but it was not far from. It's just we hadn't had the word, and the differences were not so great, and now they've become stark.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dramatic, I think. Dave Chapman is here. We'll have some more info on how this all works as we continue here. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook, and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a celebration of Dairy Month. How many of you remember June is Dairy Month? Get more with milk is the slogan this year to celebrate June and Dairy Month. And there are a lot of youngsters who are appearing in dairy. Not that that's unusual, because a lot of times you see the children drinking milk or having it on their cereal or having ice cream or yogurt or whatever it is. This has been going on since 1939 when June was declared Dairy Month. I don't know whether I grew up around cows and been around dairy. Maybe it has more of an impact on me because I'm around it all the time. But it ought to be. It's good. I mean, I think it's helpful. It encourages the thinking about Dairy Month, encourages you and your family to make milk a more important beverage in your life. Certainly, if you can find good milk, good raw milk, good pasteurized milk, not all milk has the same nutritional value. That's the sad reality about having one company that basically controls the fluid milk supply. That's not something to celebrate, in my opinion. But there are a lot of different ways. In the Southeast, dairy farm families often open their gates to visitors for tours. Local fairs and festivals offer taste testing and events that focus on dairy products. Certainly, we love to eat our ice cream. I know we have some events planned around June being Dairy Month on my farm. There's some cute ads that are around. I think the one that goes back the furthest and the one that had the most impact was Make Mine Milk. Virginia, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, Mississippi, Kentucky, Georgia, Alabama, all still promoting Make Mine Milk. Make yours milk. June is Dairy Month. So we have a few more minutes here with Dave Chapman on the American Family Farmer, who runs Real Organic Project. You can find information about how to become a participant or understand what they're doing at realorganicproject.org. The types of produce that are, we go back to hydroponics and the difference between hydroponics and or aquaponics. And I don't even know that people know the difference between aquaponics and hydroponics. Never mind hydroponics and sticking a seed in the ground. You agree with that contention?
Hydroponics is just where a plant gets all of its nutrition from a liquid feed.
Mm-hmm.
So aquaponics is a kind of hydroponics. Aeroponics is a kind of hydroponics.
Right.
It's a really common growing technique in conventional greenhouse vegetable production now.
So what do we do? Let's spend a minute talking about the other things that we want to be organic. Meat, milk, eggs, that kind of stuff. How do we make sure we get organic products that come from animals?
That's right. Same thing. Get something that's certified Real Organic Project. CAFOs have completely invaded organic certification. Again, there's plenty of real organic farmers out there, but if you're buying a certified organic egg in the store, it is most likely coming from a large CAFO.
Yep, and if you're not, it doesn't say grass.
We all know it's wrong.
Right. Well, grass-fed or somehow or other, but the concentrated animal feeding operations, these big, huge agribusinesses, dairies that have 5, 6, 10,000 cows giving crap milk. It isn't even really milk. The same with the beef farm. I mean, it's all that stuff. And larger and bigger doesn't mean better. And that's basically, that's really the message here. Get real organic products. Check out realorganicproject.org. Thanks to Dave Chapman for all your great work. This is the American Family Farmer.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
53 past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. With a reminder about all the good things that we have, if you have time to listen to our podcast, maybe it's a good way for you to go to bed at night, go to sleep, listen to the podcast, and some of the older shows that we have with information. For example, we spent a lot of time this year earlier on restoring native grasslands. We have, I think, three or four programs, if memory serves me correctly, focused on how you... with help from people like the guy that runs the Center for Native Grasslands at the University of Tennessee, how you can find these seeds and use them effectively. It's another way of native grasslands apparently are easier to grow. I never even knew this organization existed, so I learn and you learn. Check it all out. All of the podcasts are free at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Remember, all of our real focus is on farm, family, and food, and bringing farmers together with the people that use their products. So help yourself. I mean, a lot of farms in my area are doing pick-your-own strawberries. We're in the middle of the strawberry season. I, on my farm last week, I sent some of my people up to the local. I don't grow strawberries, but I had some folks go to the local farm. My friend Hansen's got acres and acres of strawberries, so we picked hundreds of quarts. They were all, they weren't happy with me when it was all over, but we sold a lot of them on the weekend on my farm. And by the way, if you want to see what goes on my farm, just for the heck of it, to see the real deal, go to Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, and see some of the pictures, the video, the stories of what goes on my farm. I'm not an organic farmer, but I am supportive because I follow the same practices. I'm just not officially an organic farmer. Many of you do the same thing. You don't really want to spend the money or the time to become certified, but you are doing it the quote-unquote right way. The attention for organic farmers who are now coming over from conventional farming. There's a national study that helped determine the challenges, the things that are necessary for you to become an organic farmer. Well, and I objected to having to do all of this stuff, so I didn't do it, even though my process and my procedures are all organic. I just haven't looked for the certification. Anyway, this is an important thing to recognize. Again, I go back to dairy. Now, good organic milk is getting $3 to $4 a hundredweight more than regular milk, and that puts it almost into the $40 hundredweight category. So something to consider. Anyway, the Organic Farming Research Foundation has found a roadmap for people to get over the challenges in organic farming. They had 16 different farmer groups that were involved in a focus study. Farmers were in their 50s. By the way, the average age of farmers in this country now is 54 years old. That's saying a lot are younger. It's called the median average or the mean. Sometimes that's used in statistical courses as a reference. So that's in the middle. And a lot of farmers are older than that. Kind of reminds me of the stats for talk radio, about the same. Frankly, the average listener to most of the talk radio programs around the country is early to mid-50s. So we can talk about farming and radio together. But here, I'm using the radio to talk about farming and what motivates people to transition to organic production. Certainly, it's the money, but it's also a concern. Some of the newer farmers are really into environmental concerns, biodiversity, that sort of thing. They're also concerned about their own health and well-being. The organic food, for the most part, is much better if it's real organic food and not just some of the flim-flam stuff that comes from the big factory farms that want you to believe they're doing things organically when they're not really. Organic growers say the five production challenges are weed control. That's number one, and that's understandable. The cost of production for doing it without the maintenance of chemicals, getting yields up because the fertility of the soil may not be, the fertility isn't the question. Usually it's productivity. What are you putting into the land? And that's a hard thing for those who are transitioning. I think weed control, though, is the number one most difficult thing. People are burning weeds, cultivators, that sort of thing. Sometimes, weeds are a necessary evil. But it is interesting and encouraging that organic farming has become more a part of the lay of the land when it comes to farming in America. That's my comment. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.